Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan, and welcome to High Tech on Life. In today's program, we are going to have a little discussion. We're going to take a little break from the tech. It's Friday, right? Let's have a little story time. We can kind of discuss education. Boring. And this all centers around a question that I think everybody has asked themselves in their life. And you know, it's always been the thing that I know my parents' generation very much pushed was, should I go to college? For the people who were born in the 40s, 50s, even 60s, it was a no-brainer. You go to college. That's why your parents scrimped and saved and they weren't able to go to college. So they are working five different jobs so you can go to college. So you have more opportunities than they ever did. And there's something to that. I think it's still there in society today. It's just not as prevalent, I guess is the right way to say it. It's a lot more rare than it was back, like when my parents were my age, when my parents were growing up. Now, for context, I'm in my mid-30s. My parents are in their 60s now, so this was quite a while ago. But it always sounded like, you know, that's just what you do. You go to college. What do you do after high school? You go to college. And I think it started out as, you know, these parents who are working all these jobs, who are taking extra jobs so that they can provide for their family, so that they can save up money and hopefully help their children or help provide opportunities for their children to attend college. And both my parents did. My dad graduated, got his bachelor's, and my mom almost did, but she got married, so, and had a kid. And at that point, she decided to stay at home and ended up having four more kids throughout her life. So five kids for her. And she would have finished. If kids didn't come that quick, then she would have finished and gotten her bachelor's as well. So why was it so important back in the day then to go to college? Why don't we hear that as much anymore these days? I heard it. I heard that start looking at colleges and seeing what you want to do with your life. But it was never, you're going to go to college. You're going to be the one who goes to college. And you've seen it in like in movies and things where they're, you know, a couple of the kids are pretty dumb, but there's one that sticks out and that's the one we're going to send to college. That's the one that's going to make it. They're the one that is most likely to succeed. So we need to push them. We need to nourish them. We need to get them to college because that is the clearest path to be the most successful. And back then, I think that's true. I think there was more stake in education. There was more opportunities if you had that degree, if you were more educated than other people. So I will tell you a little bit about my days at school and how wonderful they were. From the time I went to kindergarten, I have not been a fan of school. I remember at least two instances, and my parents say there are more, but there's at least two instances where I walked down to school, decided I didn't want to go in, and I walked home. And that's in kindergarten. And that's in kindergarten. So from the beginning, not a fan. Not a fan of school. I used to have an elementary school teacher who decided that if you didn't turn in all your work during the week, on Friday afternoons, you got to stay after school. You had the privilege of staying after school and finishing your work because apparently you couldn't get it done in the allotted time. So you get to stay after school. I'm going to hold you after school until you get your work done. Because, you know, public schools are allowed to do that. They're allowed to hold kids for as long as they want. Did you guys know that? I didn't. Especially as a fifth grader, I didn't know that. Now, I thought it was unfair. I mean, yes, okay, I didn't hand in my homework. I didn't finish all my homework. But that was my decision. It was my decision not to hand in my homework. And I will suffer the consequences. I will get a bad grade for that. If I don't do the work, I will not get the grade. right? That's how it works. Now, on this particular Friday, it just happened to be my best friend's birthday. And we were going to go see Rudy in the theaters. That was part of the party. Me and him and a few other friends of ours were going to go see Rudy. I'm not missing out on Rudy. There's no way I'm missing out on Rudy, especially being held hostage by my elementary school teacher. Not going to happen. So, I raised my hand. Yes, I need to go to the bathroom. Okay, thank you. I just walked out. Walked out of school, walked home. Went to the party. I'm telling you, I did not like school. Not a fun time. Didn't end there either. Got into junior high school and new experience, but you know, junior high is awkward for everybody. I don't care who you are. If you're 13 years old right now, it's awkward for everybody. It's not just you. Funnily enough, though, junior high is where I had the funnest classes. I was just starting in band. I had wood shop. And I had crappy classes like, you know, TLC and home ec and things like that, where you had to learn many new skills. But I did have some of my funnest classes. I just didn't do very well in the core classes that you're supposed to actually pay attention in. So, you know, my grades were meh, probably average to C through all of junior high. There was actually one time, so this is a very interesting thing that happened because I'm not really a huge gamer. Like, I enjoy playing games, but I don't really get into them. I don't attempt to beat them. I don't get hooked until I beat them kind of thing. And I've always been interested in RPGs and games like that. So only two times in my life have I ever been so addicted that it consumed my days and nights on end. And one of those times was in ninth grade. And where I live, ninth grade is still in junior high. Yes, you're a freshman, but you're still at the junior high school. The game was Final Fantasy VII. And I played that thing for 2 weeks straight and faked like I was sick so I could stay up all night playing Final Fantasy VII. It was such an awesome game. Even for those of you out there who don't like the gameplay and how it's set up, there's a lot of criticism about how the gameplay works, but I got so addicted to that game that I couldn't stop. Like, I'd wake up and start playing it, and then I'd play till the wee hours of the morning, sleep for like 4 hours, and then get up and play some more. And then my brother would punch me and kick me off, and then he would play. And then once he was done, I'd get back on, I'd play some more. The only other game where that has happened is World of Warcraft. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably happened to you too. That game is very addicting. But after that one, after the World of Warcraft one, I really haven't gotten addicted to anything since, at least not any games. I get addicted to TV shows and other things. I never really get addicted to video games anymore. Because I do know if I find one, I will get addicted to it. Like, I got a little bit into like Warcraft 3 and other games like that, more strategic style games, but never anything as crazy as World of Warcraft. So anyways, back to ninth grade. So I fake being sick. I play video games for 2 weeks. Needless to say, my grades were not that good. Going into high school, the beginning of high school, it got better. I thought to myself, you know what, I'm actually going to go there and I will try. And I did okay. I got like a 3.56 GPA or something like that my first term there. My second term, I was doing fairly well until I thought I was unfairly treated by a teacher, meaning they didn't grade one of my papers that I turned in. They said I had turned it in. Like, anyway, I don't need to really go into that. I turned in a paper on time. They said it was late. I probably put it in the wrong box or something, and it turned up late. They didn't count it. Really ridiculous. After that, I didn't really care anymore. I went to band, and that was it. Every Monday, most Mondays, I wasn't there. Up to the point where I actually dropped out my junior year, the second half of my junior year, all I did at my high school was band. I was a band nerd. And at that point, this is the late 90s, they didn't have online courses like they do now. I think you can get your GED ahead of your class right now if you wanted to. You could graduate high school when you're 14, 15, 16 years old if you really wanted to, because you have online classes. You have those kind of resources available to you. I didn't have that back then. So I dropped out of the core classes in my high school and did a correspondence school through the mail. That's right. I did school through the mail system. I eventually did go back in 12th grade, and just in time, I still did the correspondence school along with my normal classes, and I did graduate from my high school, barely. Like 2 days before, I got all my credits in a row and turned them all in. Now, because of this whole experience throughout high school, I always told myself, I will not go to college until I know what I'm going to do. Even today, some people are very much, you need to have that college experience. You go to college and you try out a bunch of classes and you work on your generals and you get those out of the way. And while you're getting those out of the way, you try a few classes and see what you're interested in. I didn't think like that. Plus, I didn't want to waste my parents' money or my money. Now, my parents offered to help for college. My wife, her parents didn't. She saved up her money. She had a full-time job and she saved up her money and she paid for her own school. I think she took out maybe one semester of a student loan. That was it. Other than that, she paid for it all. She's a much better person than I am, because I didn't go at all. I got a job at like Target out of high school and did some other odd jobs because I didn't want to go to school. So do you need college? Do you have to go to college? And the obvious answer is no, you don't have to. But there's an asterisk there. It also depends on what you want to do with your life. Are you going to go to a man who claims he's an accountant but didn't go to school anywhere? Probably not. You're probably not going to trust him with your taxes or with your business taxes if he didn't go to school. Are you going to go to a doctor who did not go to school? Are you going to want to be treated by a nurse who didn't go to school? Probably not. Are you going to want to be represented by a lawyer that didn't go to school, didn't learn how to be a lawyer? Probably not. Well, on that one, probably. It's okay. Most of the ambulance chasers are dead anyways, aren't they? I might be wrong about that, but I'm probably not. I think the generations have shifted. And hopefully it doesn't come back to this, because my grandparents, they came out of the Depression and then World War II, and they just scrimped by. They just made it through. They lived life, supported their family. They didn't necessarily have the time or the money to go to college. Now, one of my grandpas was a farmer, and then he sold insurance. The other grandpa, he actually did go to school. He became a soil chemist, which, you know, doesn't pay that much anyways, but he liked doing it. And he had to go to school for it if he wanted to do it. But my grandpa, who was a farmer, encouraged my dad and his brother to go to college, because it is in the nature of a parent to want the best for their children. So what's the best for their children? Go to college. The parent wants the children to have a better life than what they have had. So they encourage their child to get an education so that they can have a better life, and a better life for their grandkids too. And I think it's because our grandparents pushed our parents so hard to go to college that they actually went to college and became very successful. And both my father and my father-in-law are very successful people. They went to college. My father-in-law has multiple bachelor's degrees. My dad has a bachelor's degree and has a bunch of extra training on top of that. Owns his own business, you know. They are both very successful because they went to college. And I think just because of how the economy was back then, that's what you had to do. You had to have the credentials in order to make it into professions that paid well. Today, it's not so much that case. And we could kind of bring it back into the whole tech talk. Because how many people are making a living right now on YouTube? How many people are making a living doing a podcast like this? it's because of the internet and this medium that has shifted the whole dynamic of attending college and needing to attend college. Like I said, those professions that require that level of training, absolutely, you have to go to college. Doctors, lawyers, accountants are the ones that come to mind. Countless other professions as well. But me, for instance. So like I said, I was not going to go to school anywhere until I knew what I wanted to do. Well, I remember going to a concert. It was at this weird venue that didn't really last very long, but it was Ritalin Kids. I think All American Rejects before they actually like made it big. And a couple of other like punk bands. And I remember sitting at the back near where their front of house mixer was, the guy who mixes the audio for the house, for the audience. And I was watching him and he was doing all this cool stuff. He was adjusting things. He was bringing up faders and adjusting EQs and comps and all sorts of cool stuff. And at that time I was recording like my own band. So I was kind of into it, but not anywhere near where this guy was. And I looked at it and I went, I want to do that. How do I do that? And I looked around in Utah and seeing what the different colleges offered. And they did have some programs, but it was a degree. Like you got your degree in something. You got a bachelor's of science in performing arts with an audio emphasis or something like that. And you had to take all the core classes and you had to get your generals done and get an associate's. And it's going to take 4 years. And I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way than this. I don't want to learn about math and English and history. I just want to learn about audio. Where can I go? So I ended up going to a technical school. And there are a lot of these around for the trades. And this is another area of employment where you do not need to go to college, like electricians and plumbers and those kind of service professionals. You train on the job. You have someone who is training you, or you go to like a technical school where you learn about that specific thing. Auto mechanics are the same way. Yes, there might be, you know, full-on associates and bachelor's degrees at colleges and universities for that, but you can get hired with a technical certification in a lot of these, and that's how it is in the audio industry. I went to school. I learned about audio because that's what I wanted to learn about. None of this English stuff. I didn't have to write a paper on who knows what. I had to do some presentations. I mean, at school, you know, but I didn't have to learn all the boring stuff. I got to learn the fun stuff. And I got to play with a bunch of audio equipment and record bands and mix bands. And now I do that kind of stuff for a living. I record audio and I mix it. And I didn't have to go to college for that. And my school was like, my tech school was 9 months long. I think I was in Arizona for 10 months total. And I was done and I was out in the field and I was getting freelance gigs and I was putting myself out there and learning even more and getting experience under my belt. And nowadays I can charge $500 a day for my services in the freelance world. Okay, my dad, he's an accountant. He makes more than that a day. He does. My brother's a lawyer. He makes more than that a day. But if you count all five of my parents' kids, only two have gotten bachelor's degrees. But we all have families and we all support our families and we all are comfortable in our homes. We all own homes. I think this also goes back to where we live. For instance, I was in Africa. And I was working with some people from Nigeria. I wasn't in Nigeria. I was in Ghana, but I was working with some people from Nigeria. And I asked them specifically, I said, how many degrees do you have in order to be what you are? A geography teacher in high school. And he said he had two different bachelor's degrees, a master's, and he was working on his PhD just to teach geography in high school. Now, yes, you do that here. You need a bachelor's. You work your way up to be a teacher. And you can go higher. You can get a master's and a PhD if you want. But but you don't have to teach there. He had to have all those in line, at least to the master's degree, to even get hired as a teacher. And I said to him, if you had an idea right now for a business, let's say you wanted to develop a course at home that you sold to people that basically was like tutoring them in geography, could you do that? And he said, absolutely not. Because of how the government works there and how it's just not feasible. They don't grant those kind of requests to people of his status in his profession. I mean, you look here in America and there are so many opportunities out there for really anyone. You own a lawnmower, you can start a company. You own a microphone and a computer, you can start a company. You own a car, you can work for Uber whenever you want. Or you create the next Uber. You have those opportunities here. I mean, who cares what's going on in the political side of things? No matter who's in power, they're both whatever. They both just like having power. They don't care who's in charge at any particular time. They just like power. But forget them. Forget what they're doing. And no matter who's in charge, you can still accomplish these things. If you have an idea, you can start a business and you can be successful. Whether you have training, whether you have traditional training in school, or whether you just wing it and trial by error. You can do whatever you want. It's one of the best things about living in a Western society, I guess, in a more democratic republic society, one where the people are in charge. So if you're sitting there right now on your butt in your bedroom and you're wondering, where did my life go? And everyone's just crapping on me and there's no way I can succeed. That's bull, because you can. No matter what idea you have, you keep trying and you're probably going to fail. I failed many times. I've had a couple different businesses and they failed. I had a company I started that was a retail company on eBay and it failed. And I was in a band and we toured and we did all sorts of fun things, and like we did a whole bunch of stuff, trial and error, and we ended up breaking up because it just wasn't working. But we tried to do that full time and it still didn't work. So I have failed. While the only thing that's kept me afloat is the odd jobs that I've done. I mean, I've worked so many different places, and then I've had the audio stuff as well. I think it's my dad that makes fun of me, because until recently, every single year I've brought 10 1099s and like 4 W-2s to tax time to prepare taxes. And most people would bring one W-2 because they work at a company that gives them benefits and, you know, pays some of their taxes, where I did not have that luxury for many years. So if you are in high school right now or just graduated high school and don't know what to do, consider your options. If you want to go to school and have it be an experience, you want the experience of college, go ahead. I actually went back for a semester. For a full semester, I went back because I didn't think the audio thing was going to work out. And I was going to go into finance, which now that I think about it, was pretty boring. But I went back and I tried it, and I did really well the first semester. I got into the second semester and didn't really... I bit off more than I could chew, let's put it that way. I took too many credits and I burnt myself out and I gave up. But that's okay, because I already went to school for audio engineering and I thought, you know, I'll just concentrate on that now and I'll make that work. And I have, I've made it work. So like I was saying, if you are just out of high school and you're trying to decide what you want to do and you want to spend that money to go to school and have experiences, and that's where you want to find out what you want to do with life, that's fine. It's going to cost you a lot of money and you're going to get into debt with your student loans, and that's never fun to have to pay off later on. I have friends who have hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans that they need to pay off still, and they haven't. It's going to take them forever to do it. And that's going back to like undergrad school. That's not even talking about graduate school. My advice would say to just step back for a second even if you've been accepted to a college, just step back for a second and think about, if you know exactly what you want to do and these are the steps you have to take to get there by going to college, jump right in. Start now and get going. That way you'll get done quicker. But if you don't know what you want to do, maybe go get temp jobs in these fields. You know, while you're waiting, while you're deciding what you want to do with life, let's say you want to be in the production industry or something similar to that. Go get a job being a grunt and making coffee and running errands, and you'll see how it is in that industry. And who knows, maybe from there you can work your way up. There have been many people who started out as a runner, and now they're producing albums, they're producing movies, they're directing. Everything has been opened up to them, and they didn't go to one day of college. So the answer to the question, do you really need to go to college? No, you don't. But think about what you want to be. Make your decision from there. And try to avoid debt as much as possible, because it is the worst. It grabs you and pulls you down. But on a lighter note, it's the weekend. Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today for an interesting episode where we didn't really talk about tech too much. But hey, that's why we call it High Tech on Life. There's got to be that life element in there. And college and being a grown-up and worrying about money is definitely life, so get used to it. If you like this program, check us out. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at High Tech on Life, HITech on Life. If you like this episode, hit the like button, subscribe, share it. That's how we get more people in the know, as you share. So share it with your Facebook friends, your Twitter friends, your Instagram followers. Let them know that you like it. And they can join the group. They can be part of the conversation. Speaking of which, comment, send me an email, ryan@hitechonlife.com, hitechonlife.com. Send me an email, comment on any form of social media. That's usually the quickest to get my attention, is if you throw a comment up there, I will respond as quickly as I can. And that keeps the conversation going. And we can comment back and forth and talk about things and figure out what we like and what tech we like, what tech we don't, what's going on in your life. What your favorite things are, my favorite things are. It's amazing how that works. Well, thank you again for listening. We're just starting out. We've had decent response, and I think it'll just keep on growing. Now remember, these are all free. You can listen to them for free. You can download them for free. Subscribe on the podcast player of your choice, and they will automatically be updated every time I upload a new episode. So thank you again for tuning in, and I will talk to you in the next one.